James Nadeau is executive director of Wicked Queer, the Boston LGBT Film Festival, which is celebrating its 33rd year and runs from March 30th until April 9th. Hi, James.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Tell us about Wicked Queer.
Well, it's the same old Boston LGBT Festival that's been around since 1984, but in the last, I think, 2 or 3 years, we started to think about how we can refresh it and make it a bit more relevant to our community and to being part of New England. And so we did a bit of a rebrand, and now we're called Wicked Queer, the Boston LGBT Film Festival. And I think with the goal in a couple of years to sort of phase out the additional part, once people realize that we're all just Wicked Queer, and once that kicks in, then we'll just be the Wicked Queer Film Festival. But it's basically, you know, the queerest festival in New England.
What special events and films are planned for this year?
There's quite a few. You know, I think when we approached the festival this year, we were certainly thinking about the results of last year's election and what it means for our community. And so we definitely made a little bit of a turn with the festival. I mean, we've always been a political kind of festival. I think that, you know, showing queer film and making queer film is a political act, and I think even more so today. You know, we're working in a post-Orlando, post-Trump era, and I think that our community, the LGBTQ community, is just kind of on edge, and it's starting to reflect in the artwork and the film that we see. So on that, we're bringing a bunch of filmmakers into town. Opening night has Sari Sanchez, who's one of the actors in opening night film Signature Move, and the director's going to be here. And on Sunday, we are doing a panel discussion on filmmaking as activism with the filmmakers of 195 Lewis, which is an African-American lesbian series set in Brooklyn. So the director and star of that show are going to be here, and Jewel, whose film is about her, and the director of that film are going to be here, and Travis Matthews. We're doing the U.S. premiere of his new film, Discreet, and we're bringing together these filmmakers, and we're going to talk about filmmaking as activism. This will be at Emerson College. So it's things like that. You know, we've really honed into the stuff that is very political about our community and telling stories to remind people about the strength that we have as a queer community.
How many films are being shown this year?
As of right now, we're at 126, and that is short films and features.
What would you like to accomplish with Wicked Queer this year?
There are a couple of things. I think first and foremost, we're looking to expose our audience to the newest, what we consider some of the best in LGBTQ cinema that is emerging this year. And I think underlying that is to sort of reinforce our agenda as a political / arts organization and bring films that talk about aspects of the community that haven't been told before. You know, we have a film called Forbidden, which is about being queer and undocumented in the Deep South. We have a couple films that are about being queer in Africa. And, you know, so it's basically about continuing to explore these avenues and these stories that haven't been told before.
How do you see our LGBTQ community moving forward in a Trump administration?
What I'm seeing within the filmmaking community is that it's really sparked an activism that I haven't seen in a really long time. I think for those of us of a certain generation who grew up with friends who were dying of AIDS, I think that we're seeing a resurgence of political activism in the community that is not about to sort of to give up the freedoms that we've fought for, which I find very, very heartening. I think it's clearly in reaction to Trump, and I think that's a good thing. I think we need to get fired up and be a more active, politically active community.
With LGBTQ teens already 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers after facing bullying incidents, what advice would you have for these kids struggling with the Trump administration?
A lot of the films that we're screening this year are about the queer youth experience, and it's definitely a community that's rising into, I guess, sort of tag on to the previous question, it's a young community that's rising up into the activist community, and I think that is one of the probably most heartening ways to survive in this administration is to find a group that is as active and is about protesting and to, you know, speak up and, you know, fight back. I think that's really what we have to do right now, because unfortunately the Trump administration has sort of given these kinds of people carte blanche to be horrible and homophobic and bigoted, and I think you need to find like-minded people and not take that shit.
How can people get information and tickets for Wicked Queer?
Everything is up on our website, and all the information is live at wickedqueer.org. You can also reach us through our Facebook and Twitter feeds. We answer any and all questions that come our way.
What other projects are you working on?
As of October 2016, we started a monthly screening series called the Wicked Queer Cinema Club that is hosted by Arts Emerson, and it screens at the Paramount Theater the first Friday of every month, and we'll be continuing that in the fall. We're taking a little break for the summer, but we'll be back with a monthly screening this year. This past year, we focused on international cinema. We're in the middle of brainstorming a theme for the fall, but we're really excited because it gives us a chance to show films that when fortunately we don't have room for, or you know, we missed out on. But it's also a good chance for us to connect to the community all year long.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
We deal with a lot of international filmmakers, and some of the issues that we're especially dealing with in the current administration and their homeland security issues is that we bring international filmmakers into Boston, and we are currently waiting to hear if an Iranian filmmaker whose film Apricot Groves is screening as part of the festival can make it in the country. So we've let the Arts Emerson attorneys know, and we're in the midst of chatting with the Attorney General's office just in case something happens. But this is a very real fact that our administration is actually doing these things that affect the arts and affects a lot of people who aren't in the arts. But just I think we're seeing now with it, it's affecting, you know, filmmakers and musicians. It's going to affect American culture in a huge way. And you have to be defensive and proactive. And so we've kind of taken the steps as an organization to make sure that we're here for filmmakers who don't feel welcome.
Do you have a favorite quote, a mantra, taking you through difficult times?
Marie Curie has this rather wonderful quote about how life is tough, but you have to make do and you have to go on because we're all here for a purpose. I think it really means a lot when you're having a hard time that it's important to remember that we serve a purpose here. And it's up to us to do it. And, you know, people will try and stop you, but just push them out of your way.